Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We're talking this week about managing your reputation. Now, there are countless studies out there that suggest that people are at least twice as likely to tell other people about bad experiences over the good experiences that they've had. So now when you look at the world we're in with social media and places like Yelp and Amazon and Angie's List, these are part of our daily lives. You know, I don't buy anything anymore on Amazon without checking reviews first. I don't hire someone without talking to people or jumping online and seeing what the feedback is. I won't even eat at a new restaurant until I look at the experiences of other people. So it's now more important than it's ever been to be sure that people are satisfied. There's a research company called Dimensional Research, and they looked at people who had a negative experience, and they found that they were 50% more likely to share that on social media than those that had good experiences. So it stays right in line with what we've always known. And the other thing we know is that they're also 52% more likely to share it on an online review site like Yelp. There's another study that found that 86% of people that read bad reviews say that the information affected their decision to purchase. So here's what we're talking about here. Your reputation for your business and for yourself is so critically important. And so we have to wrap our brain around the fact that this is what drives customer behavior. This is what makes people make decisions about your service or your product or whatever business that you're in. Now, we know that the customer is not always right, but in most cases, it's a lot cheaper to placate them than it is to allow them to go away angry. Because if they do go away angry, well, that could turn into a hit on your reputation. And in the end, it's really about minimizing your losses and keeping that reputation intact. So you've got to be smart about how you manage your reputation. And certainly, we can't ignore technology in that respect, and we can't ignore the world we're in right now and keep operating the way we did before. It hurt you before to get bad word of mouth. Now everybody knows about it, and people are checking before they make any buying decisions. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe. You can get there on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desired goals. So I'm asking you for the opportunity to be that person for you. And that means getting here and committing for a few minutes a day. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to be discussing how the people you spend time with and that you hang around with can affect your reputation, either negatively or positively. But for today, I just want you to realize that everybody is looking online, everybody's doing research before they buy something, and if you offer any kind of good or service in the business that you're involved in, you just have to be cognizant of that feedback, and you have to do everything humanly possible you can to manage your reputation.